Watch, Rep. McCall on anti-Semitism in Congress, Omar has to go. By Penny Starr on July 9, 2019. Representative Michael McCall, RTX, said on Monday at the Christians United for Israel summit in Washington, D.C., that Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, should be removed from the House Foreign Affairs Committee for her anti-Semitic remarks about Israel and the Jewish people. McCall, who is ranking member on the committee, made the remarks in an interview with Michelle McCoury, anchor and editor-in-chief at the Israeli news outlet i24 News. Now the U.S. and Israel enjoy a very special relationship, McCoury said. It's a mutually beneficial relationship. Israel is the U.S.'s only ally in the Middle East that shares the U.S.'s values. But that relationship, congressman, is coming under increased scrutiny and open hostility from certain members of Congress. As we heard from Vice President Mike Pence earlier today that there is anti-Semitism in the halls of Congress, McCoury said. One particular Democratic member of Congress has been very hostile against Israel, has made comments that have been deemed as anti-Semitic, to put it mildly, and has made statements that many see as being openly in support of the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. Now you're the ranking member on the Foreign Affairs Committee, McCoury said. What is being done to address it and should that member still be on that committee? I think we can take that applause as a no, she should not still be on that committee, McCoury said as the crowd rose to its feet. Ultimately that's a decision for Speaker Pelosi and Chairman Engel. But as for me, I think Omar has to go, McCall said. McCall said that he believes this because of what happened during World War II when the Nazis killed millions of Jews. There's nothing more evil than what Hitler did, McCall said. We thought anti-Semitism was defeated after World War II, and now we're seeing a rise of this anti-Semitism in Europe, McCall said. And McCall said he is proud of the committee's historic strong bipartisan support for Israel. And now for the first time we have a member on this committee who does not and is making anti-Semitic comments, McCall said, adding that others have come to Omar's defense, including Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and Rashida Tlaib, DME. And then we have Tlaib and Ock joining in on the chorus against the Jewish people, McCall said. This cannot stand in the United States of America. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.